In Haiti, where 1.5 million people are still living in tents and shelters following January's devastating earthquake, work is being stepped up to prepare for a summer of tropical storms and hurricanes, as Chris Altieri now reports.
Workers on scene in Haiti are pre-positioning emergency shelter materials for 25,000 families with a view to increase the shelter response capacity to cover the needs for 130,000 families. That's roughly 650,000 people by September. Flash flooding poses a particular danger in a country which has seen decades of deforestation. The spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Jean-Philippe Chauzy, says measures are being put in place to mitigate the effects of any storms.
For instance, camp managers will be receiving SMS text messages a few days, hopefully before the storms, to make sure that they can prepare camp residents for a possible evacuation. It's worth underlining again that Haiti is situated in the middle of what we call Hurricane Alley, a path that major tropical storms tend to take after they form over mid-Atlantic.
The city of Gonaive, which was badly hit by hurricanes Gustav, Hanna and Ike in 2008, is holding a simulation exercise this week. At the same time, a communications strategy is being put in place to issue warnings to Haitians to prepare for violent weather. Haiti's Department of Civil Protection, the DPC, along with IOM, the International Red Cross, and Red Crescent Movement and other humanitarian actors are producing roadside billboards and posters with advice on safety during storms. I'm Chris Altieri.